producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Years is a long time, you know. I felt like I'd been up there my whole life, you know, after about the first 6 months, which is like the normal increment. Normal increment is about 6 months, and that's a long time. So years really, really long. But I'm definitely encouraged on our ability to go even longer. I mean, I kind of, you know, even though I look forward to coming home and there's things that I miss, I felt like if it was for the right reason, I clearly could have stayed, you know, however long it took.
Sounds kind of sleepy, doesn't he? I guess you would, too, if you've been up in space that long. NASA astronaut Scott Kelly commenting on his year, just about a year, in the International Space Station, or perhaps the more important or proper preposition is on the space station, in it, on it, is quite a feat. So his return from space, Scott Kelly's return from the International Space Station this past week, number 10 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our weekly review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, called the TRCS by some. Talk radio is the focus. The week ending Friday, March 3rd, is our time period, as we review all of the top 10 talk topics based on the research, the work that's being done by the folks at Talkers Magazine and my staff as well. So we're, in essence, monitoring through the week the talk radio industry, the hosts and the programs, the stations, all of that stuff, all across our country to figure out what the hot hits are for your benefit. And you're involved in this because a lot of the stations you're listening to are part of who and what is being surveyed. So as we count down from number 10 to number 1, featuring the number 10 position, Scott Kelly and his return from space, again, in the T-E-N position. So let's go to N-I-N-E. Number 9, the Oscars. Here is host Mitch Albom along with his partner Ken Brown. They talked to entertainment reporter Jim Roop on the Albom program about Chris Rock and the diversity issue, which pretty much took a hold of this year's Academy Awards ceremony.
Was the mood in the room any different than the vibe that was coming out over the television screens?
Well, the mood in the room changed over time, kind of back and forth. It started out very, very tense because no one really knew how Chris Rock was going to address the diversity issue that was hanging over the Oscars since the nominations, whether he would tiptoe into it or dive head first into it. That was quickly answered the moment the show opened. Before he even said hello, he dove right into it and then went head first for the next 10 straight minutes on it. It got uncomfortable at times because some of the jokes were less tasteful than others. It got confusing at times because some of the jokes didn't land probably the way they were meant to land. Some folks didn't even know what the joke was supposed to mean. And then there were some very funny moments in it, too. And then there was the, did he go too long? Did he do too much? Was there just, okay, enough of this, we get it already? And that was even expressed by some of the African-American journalists in the room, was, okay, comments like, and the hits just keep on coming. You know, it was kind of all over the map as far as the mood in the room.
Well, it also didn't stop in the monologue. I mean, it really was the theme of everything other than the actual award presentation. All the pre-produced bits, the stuff with Angela Bassett and the Black History Month bit, the stuff with Jeff Daniels and Kristen Wiig when they were doing The Martian, they were deciding, oh, well, he's a black astronaut, we're not going to pick him up, we're not going to go after him and save him. The Kevin Hart bits, and then of course the one that landed really badly, I thought, when they bought out Stacey Dash. That one landed.
The inside of the inside joke.
Yeah.
Unless you watch Fox News all the time.
Yeah.
You never knew what they were talking about.
To realize that she was calling for the abolishment of Black History Month. I think that's why that joke went very flat, as you were...
Right, well, if a joke has to be explained ahead of time, this is who this person is, here's why she's coming out, here's what she said. Right. Now, isn't this going to be funny?
Read the pamphlet before
I tell
this joke.
Generally not funny.
Number 8.
Not funny is right. Okay, number eight, the ongoing concern of the public, the people in this country, pretty much starting with Apple, as they face off against the FBI, antivirus program pioneer and libertarian presidential candidate John McAfee talked to host Dave Ross about the entire issue of cybersecurity.
Our next war is not going to be fought with nuclear weapons and battleships and airplanes. It's going to be a cyber war. And it will be many times more devastating than any nuclear war that you could possibly imagine. I think that there is no one, absolutely no one, technologically competent within our government in cybersecurity. Now, sure, we invented a computer, but we didn't follow it through. We never thought about what the implications of software would be in a cyber war. We never. Not until 10 years ago. That's the first time it came up. So we're 20 years behind. Now, the way to fix it is we cannot use anyone within the government currently. It can't be done. It is a bureaucratic organization in which no one is ever fired. No one is ever fired in the U.S. government unless you've done something publicly wrong and you're forced to fire the person. Normally, if you are incompetent, you're merely promoted. So we are filled with incompetent people, or if you're not incompetent, there are no incentives to innovation or creativity. So we've got to go to the hacking community. I'm sorry, we do. The problem is every hacker worth his salt out there that goes to DEF CON or Hack Miami or any other hacking group here in America has a 14-inch purple mohawk, 10-inch or 10-gauge earplugs, a tattooed face, and demands to smoke weed while he's working.
Well, I mean, as long as they want to be paid a lot of money, then that's fine.
Well, they do want to be paid a lot of money, and they deserve a lot of money. They deserve way more than what we have working in the government. There's not a single person in the government worth their salt in cybersecurity. We are illiterate as a government. And if you look at the candidates today, do you see anybody on stage who even understands what the word cybersecurity really means? I don't think so.
All right, so we've gotten ourselves into a very interesting situation, the discussion of Apple. Some of the comments, we have comment time or space available, facebook.com/good day, twitter@good day. Stefan writes on this, nope, I think it's a classic give a mouse a cookie situation. 100% don't condone what happened that leads to the FBI wanting this phone unlocked, but it's like the FBI, just like the FBI, to get what they want and then expect more. I think Apple should stand their ground. Jake writes, no, the question put forth, by the way, on our Facebook page, has your mind changed about Apple and the FBI? Jake says, nope, it should be a lesson to the feds. Apple has better security than they do. Whose fault is that? Time to reevaluate the war on terror. Let's see, a listener named John says, no, Apple should take and unlock the phone, then give it to them, but not the code. Margaret writes, interesting, the FBI doesn't want Apple to just unlock that particular phone. Greg writes, no, Apple needs to comply with the court order, but put Tim in jail until they do. Surely, no, they should have opened the Apple for the FBI and so forth. So some pretty interesting comments. And you're free to comment also by sending me an email, doug@dougstefan.com. Moving along, number seven is next on the countdown.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at VistaPrint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to VistaPrint.com and enter promo code 4477 at checkout. That's VistaPrint.com, promo code 4477.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Number seven, the battle against Daesh. Analyst John Hudak talking to host Garland Robinette about where the presidential candidates stand on dealing with the problems in the Middle East.
It's a bit unclear what Mr. Trump's stance is on a variety of issues, and our relations with the Middle East are among them. At least at one point during this campaign, that was Trump's position, that he would let Russia fight a war in Syria and then have the U.S. step in afterwards. Of course, the reality is that Russia hasn't done all that much to deal with the situation in Syria, and deferring to another world power to deal with what is a source of international terrorism and the cause of a tremendous humanitarian crisis isn't really the type of American leadership that I think a lot of people are looking for, and certainly not the type of leadership that our allies are looking for.
How about Cruz?
So Cruz has been opposed to using U.S. ground troops in Syria. He is also obviously opposed to the U.S. Taking Syrian refugees in, but he hasn't had that much to say about how he would actually deal with the crisis as a whole. He does support no-fly zones in Syria, and he has been pretty silent on whether to create safe zones within Syria for refugees. But unlike some of his competitors, like Marco Rubio, for instance, he hasn't offered that much of a detailed plan on the issue.
How about Rubio?
So he supports the use of ground troops against the Islamic State. He also supports no-fly zones in Syria and the creation of safe zones for Syrian refugees. He's someone who has a very hawkish, a very aggressive stance towards how to deal with ISIS, and he's very comfortable using American military might to deal with it.
Clinton,
she supports a limited use of ground troops, particularly special ops, in fighting ISIS. She also supports, a no-fly zone in Syria, as well as the creation of safe zones for Syrian refugees. But unlike her Republican colleagues, would support taking refugees from Syria into the United States, along with other American allies, recognizing that what ISIS is doing poses both an international security threat, but also a humanitarian crisis.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item, the continuing fascination, if that's the right word, or obsession, maybe is the better word, with the so-called Zika virus. Dr. Dora Ann Mills talking on the Ken Altshuler radio program about the spread of the Zika virus, what's possible perhaps here in the United States.
There are actually over 100 cases as of late last week in the United States, but they're almost all people who've been traveling to these areas of the world and then have come back, just like the person in Hancock County had traveled there, come back. There's not really an issue there. Mostly all, I believe they, none of them actually have been hospitalized that I can see on the CDC's website. But the other thing that's been also noted is that it can be sexually transmitted. And so there's been increasing reports of particularly men transmitting it, because it turns out that you can detect the virus in semen. So that is also a bit another layer of concern. So if there's a woman who's thinking she might be pregnant with, then she needs to take precautions. So if she's traveling to that area, but also if she has relations with somebody, with a man who has traveled to that area. And again, he might have it in his semen and not have symptoms of the infection. So if you partner with somebody who's traveled to that area, then that adds another, just another set of precautions. And if you're going to that area, and as you, I would check out the CDC's travel website, put in the search engines US CDC travel, and you'll get to their travel website and type in the countries that you're going to be traveling to, and it'll let you know what precautions you should take. You should always do that anyway, whether you're traveling to Russia or to China or to South America or Puerto Rico or Costa Rica, whatever. You should do that anyway. But particularly with the Zika virus, you want to make sure that you're up to date on any kind of precautions you should take, as well as other infections. And primarily, it's taking precautions against getting bitten, but against mosquitoes.
Dr. Mills, why is this a thing now?
why all of a sudden, where did it, why all of a sudden did it show up on the radar of the media and everything else and on yours as well?
Well, it's been known for a long time. The Zika virus has been known about for decades, but this association with and possible causation of microcephaly is very new in the last few months. So, and it, there's increasing evidence that it's associated, that it's causing the microcephaly. It's, again, we won't know definitively probably for a little bit, but there, it has been detected, the virus has been detected in mothers and babies who've been, who've had microcephaly. So, and there's increasing, detection of that. So, but the CDC is doing some case control studies and other, studies down, especially in Brazil, to find out more definitively whether that's it or not. But in the meantime, there are also other infections that are similar to Zika virus that aren't necessarily associated with microcephaly but can cause other types of illnesses that also are transmitted by mosquitoes. So it's a good idea when you're traveling, particularly to the tropics, to take precautions against getting bitten by mosquitoes. And that's true against Zika virus as well as these others. And particularly, I think one of the things to note is that we in the Northeast are used to mosquitoes biting us in the dusk to dawn hours, during the sunset time period particularly. But a lot, the Aedes mosquitoes species particularly bite during the daytime, and they're pretty aggressive biters, and they do transmit other diseases like dengue fever and yellow fever.
Okay, I think for the first time since this whole thing started, from my perspective, listening to that, Dr. Dora Ann Mills gave me a different perspective. That's one of the beauties of listening to good news talk radio programs. And Ken Altschul is somebody we feature quite frequently here because he does have good comments and interviews people well. So maybe your perspective changed a bit in your overview of that issue. And hopefully we influence you on other things with regard to your thinking, because that's what the world of news talk radio is all about. It's 28 past the hour here on The Countdown.
Insight Daily Radio. Matthew Desmond is a Harvard professor, sociologist, and recent MacArthur Genius Fellowship winner who's written a striking account of a severe and rapidly developing form of economic hardship in America. Entitled Evicted, his new book is a portrait of a widespread and worsening housing crisis and the devastating consequences for families that fall behind and lose the very roof over their heads.
So one thing I saw was just huge choices, these difficult choices that a lot of low-income families are facing. So Arlene is a single mother of two boys, and she was paying, almost everything she had to rent a two-bedroom apartment in a very low-income neighborhood in the inner city. And one of her best friends died, and she considered this woman a sister. And so she was confronted with the choice. Do I pay funeral costs? Do I chip in? Or do I pay rent this month? And she decided to pay a little bit toward the funeral costs. She just would have been ashamed if she didn't do it. And then the next month, she missed an appointment with her caseworker, and her public assistance was sanctioned. Her check was cut. And she was 2 months behind and got the eviction papers, the pink papers, as we call them in Milwaukee. And so spending time with Arlene, seeing her face these choices, something I learned was that for a lot of families, eviction isn't the result of an irresponsibility as much as an inevitability, and how you have to make real decisions that have enormous consequences for you and your family, and that's a big part of what it means to be poor in the U.S.
That's Harvard sociologist Matthew Desmond on his powerful new book entitled Evicted, which has just been released. Want to get involved? There's more online at justshelter.org. Insight Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet.
To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Doug Steffen here on the weekly talk radio countdown show from the the philosophy of tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, then tell them what you told them. Let's review where we are to this point, halfway through the countdown in terms of numbers 10 through numbers 6. The situation here, Scott Kelly's return from space, number 10, Oscars, number 9, Apple versus the FBI, number 8, the battle against Daesh, number 7, Zika virus, number 6. So I guess we better move ourselves into high gear here for the second half hour.
Number five,
the discussion and debate about who should be on the Supreme Court to replace Antonin Scalia. Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania was on a radio program in Philadelphia hosted by Dom Giordano. They discussed the president exercising his constitutional authority to nominate a replacement for Scalia for the Supreme Court.
You know, I don't know what the president's schedule or, you know, calendar looks like. I would not be at all surprised if, you know, sometime before the end of March the president makes a nomination. And, you know, Dom, I've said very clear, the Constitution is very clear. It says the president shall nominate. So he should do that. He should nominate someone. But it is equally clear that no one becomes a Supreme Court justice unless they have the consent of the Senate. Mm-hmm. And so it is entirely in the prerogative of the Senate to decide what, if anything, to do with a presidential nominee. And as you know, I've been very clear. I think a lifetime appointment that will potentially change the balance of the court fundamentally for at least a generation, that's a decision that ought to be made where the American people have the maximum input. And they will do that by making their decision for president in just 8 months. We're well into this process. It'll be finished in 8 months. And then whoever wins the presidency of the United States, you know, they're going to get to fill
right.
the space.
And I share with you this, because it's not happening here necessarily in the race right now, even though I think Republicans
ought to be differentiating, you know, what Cruz, Rubio, or Trump would do with nominees.
Right.
But in the general election, I do hope this is right up there as number one or number two. I think this is the number one issue that for so many years people gloss over because, my God, it's 5-4 decisions on the most fundamental things. You in the Senate can do all that you want. One guy in the Supreme Court decides, and that's it.
Well, and here's what's so important about Justice Scalia's contribution to American jurisprudence and about this election. Justice Scalia didn't think it was his job to impose his policy preferences on the country. He understood that is not the way the American system works. Nine elite judges in black robes don't get to determine, you know, American policy. That's not the way it's supposed to work. What the judges are supposed to do is interpret the law and the Constitution based on the black and white language in front of them in the text. Unfortunately, every single Democrat on the court believes that that's wrong, that it is in fact their job to substitute their policy preferences for those of the American people, presumably because they're so smart or for whatever their rationale is. I think it's really, really important that we give the American people a chance to weigh in on this, and I think the American people would prefer to have a Supreme Court justice that does not act as a super legislator who's unaccountable and sits there for life.
Number four.
Number four item as we review here from number 10 to number one, the migrant problems over in Europe, figuring, I don't know how many people are thinking about this, but if you go back to how we destabilized Iraq, you can pretty much figure why there is as much problem as there is in Europe. It all is contained together. Here's talk host Tony Katz with former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton. They discuss what ought to be done with the number of refugees that are flooding into countries all over Europe.
When you take a look at what we're dealing with ISIS, for example, and what we're seeing in the back and forth about should we or shouldn't we with Syria, with Syrian refugees, two separate subjects, but they are related because there's a reason there are some Syrian refugees, actual Syrian refugees, exist. And you take a look what's happening in Europe, Germany reporting that 130,000 asylum seekers, they get a different name every day, have gone missing. Should the United States be taking in Syrian refugees? And we've heard that the White House would like to take in more.
Well, look, I think there are legitimate refugees coming out of Syria, the conflict in Syria and Iraq and the Middle East as a whole. You know, for a president who purports to like international law and international treaties, we actually have international conventions on refugees. And to be a legitimate refugee, to be granted asylum, you have to demonstrate that you have a well-founded fear of persecution for political, religious, ethnic reasons if you go back to your country of origin. I think in that conflict, you can see there are people who qualify for that. Christian populations that are being eliminated by ISIS in the territories they control, the Yazidis and others. These are people we should look at very carefully. We're not under any obligation to take anybody. And I don't think we have to be ashamed of the humanitarian assistance we've given to the people in the refugee camps, but I think Europe has made a huge mistake in the indiscriminate acceptance of people coming out of the conflict, many of whom are not from Syria, who are not refugees, and who may well be terrorists. Just one last fact on that. About 6 months ago, when Chancellor Merkel of Germany said she would take in 800,000 Syrian refugees, the Minister of Information of Lebanon estimated that 2% of them could be terrorists. So you do the math, that's 16,000 terrorists coming into Germany. That's a huge number. A threat to Germany, a threat elsewhere in Europe, a threat to us ultimately, too.
Number three.
The number three item here, immigration policy, sort of tied into the last issue. That was European. This is American. Here are our hosts Jim Scharr, Bruce St. James, Marie Ribago, and Mac Watson, all talking about Donald Trump's comments regarding illegal immigration, the debate it's ignited, the whole business of the wall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You know what? You can't ignore what he's saying, because what he's saying, some people are going to say, this is just dog whistle for racists. This is just dog whistle for xenophobes, and people are just like, I don't want them Mexicans living here. You know, but there are, you know, if you look at the statistics, he's onto something here. 19% of people who cross the border illegally have been convicted of a crime in the United States and have been deported. So there are...
You're saying besides the fact that they broke the law by coming here illegally,
right.
They have
Which,
also
by the
committed
way,
another crime.
That is a federal misdemeanor. by the way. It's not a major crime crossing the border illegally.
Slightly worse than a speeding ticket.
Right, and the people that are coming across, the good people that just want to help their family and they want to work, very often they're accompanied, and they're brought here by really, really bad people.
Yeah.
So there are bad people crossing the border, and I think it's absolutely legitimate topic to talk about. I just think he completely went about it the wrong way. I mean, you don't say, and I guess there's some good people. You say the vast majority of rapists and murderers. Right.
If he would have said it that way, it wouldn't create the buzz that it's creating. It wouldn't brought his name so many times in the media. Remember what I said at the beginning, it's all about branding. And when you mentioned, Mac, if it's going to come down to immigration, most of the recent elections have been about immigration. Take Obama, 71% of the Latino vote. It was because he was promising that in the first 100 days there was going to be an immigration reform, which, by the way, we're still waiting for. And then when it comes to local Arizona, I mean, anti-immigration bills, the immigration rhetoric always pays up at the polls.
Mari, do you think that Trump took a page from Arizona for his stance on immigration? Because we've seen Jan Brewer now endorse Arpaio. Do you think Trump looked at Arizona and said, you know what? There are a lot of people there that have an interesting take on immigration. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to roll with it.
Everybody looks at Arizona when it comes to the negative impact that we have across the nation. It's FX that gets replicated, you know, the SB-1070 and so forth. The same rhetoric that got Russell Pierce, that got Arpaio, that got Jim Brewer to those positions, it's a replication. That's what is going on.
But it's
domino effect, and they do assimilate that.
Right, and interestingly, sure, things have gone too far, but there's a problem here. Like, somebody didn't just make it up out of the blue and say, there's no problem with the border, but let's make it a problem, right? There is a problem with the border, and frankly, the people who are crossing illegally are in grave danger. And to just act like the door's wide open and cross the desert in the middle of the summer and believe the coyotes as he's telling you, oh, that's Phoenix over there, and it's the lights, 50 miles away, and it's not even close to Phoenix, there is a problem.
And fair enough. I'll concede that.
Right.
There's no wall that will stop that. As long as there is an economic incentive.
Oh, yeah.
If it's the difference between starving to death in Mexico or tunneling over, under, swimming, or paragliding into the United States, the size of the wall will be irrelevant to those people coming in here.
Ah, good point. There we go. All right, so that's number three. We have number two and number one coming up. You figured that out now. I probably didn't have to tell you that. I've become redundant, as it were. 43 minutes past the hour, the weekly talk radio countdown show.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Jaron Rebelez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha Simpson keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Number two.
Well, this is sort of a sad reality. The essence of the case that Aaron Andrews has brought against this hotel, the Marriott Hotel in Nashville. Let's dig into it a bit. Talk host Jimmy Barrett with legal analyst Joe Cravens about what Cravens thinks is the most important part of this case.
Isn't it reasonable to be concerned about anybody who walks up and is asking to book a room next to somebody who's very well known?
I think that is the number one point that the plaintiffs have made so far in the case, and that was the actual opening argument of Mr. Kennard, that you don't disclose who the guests are, and you certainly don't give the guest room number, and red flags need to be going off if a guest is there who is famous and somebody is coming up and asking for the room specifically beside. It can be an ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, ex-friend, or in this case, a serial stalker who did this exact same thing at three different Marriott hotels. And that's the other part of the argument, is why Marriott? Because Marriott, somehow he was able to continue to find out which room Aaron was staying in.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. I don't know if you heard about this, and I don't know if the attorneys did. If they did, I would think they probably would introduce it before the trial is over. But Inside Edition did a television expose where they went to a bunch of different Marriott hotels and used one of their people who's well-known to book a room and to find out if they could get somebody else the ability to find out where that room was and to book a room right next to it. In every case, they were able to do it. So nothing's really changed.
No, it has not, and that's amazing, because that is, I think, the point where they are most liable. That's private information and certainly should not be disclosed, and they appear to be using it for their own gain to be able to entice others to come and rent rooms beside their famous guests. But I think that's probably not going to work for the Marriott.
Well, this might help get her closer to $75 million, and that is the development yesterday that one of the top Marriott executives watched her secretly take nude video with friends and mocked her and did all the things that she said has caused her so much embarrassment.
I read that actually this morning. I could not believe that. I think that's just horrible behavior, and I think that's the kind of behavior, coupled with the fact that others are having the same problem and Marriott really hasn't done anything to fix this issue, are going to be the basis for the verdict.
Why that executive did what he did remains a matter of debate as we come to the end of the week, but it really, you talk about stupid, and the many other adjectives I could use for it. Here's the voice of Aaron Andrews. Here she is testifying about what traveling is like for her now.
As soon as I get to a hotel, no matter what city or state I'm in, I tell them I want to be moved from the room I was pre-booked in. I will not allow anyone to bring bags up to my room. I instantly cover the peephole. I look for lights. I look for red lights. I look to see if there's cameras. I booby trap my room. I put a piece of paper down by the door, so when I leave, if someone comes into the room, I can tell. Even room service, they do not let them bring it in my room.
Wow. How'd you like to live like that, huh? No fault of your own at all. Some comments, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. Ellen writes, Marriott's defense just asserted Erin Andrews made more money in her career as a result of the stalker video going viral. Wow, is that disgusting. Lindsay writes, they tried to paint it like she's been able to capitalize on this, like she should be grateful. Unbelievable. All of this, I've suggested people think about where they book hotel rooms on my own program and not mess with the Marriott much. Number one coming up next, 51 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one story, as you might expect, the presidential race, Super Tuesday, the debate that took place on Thursday night where Donald Trump started off the debate with some pretty crude remarks. Your thoughts obviously piling up here. Here's radio host John Howell talking to political analyst Paul Lisnick about John Kasich staying in the race.
John Kasich hanging around hoping for something wild to happen in Cleveland, Paul?
You know, listen, a lot of people are wondering, you know, why is John Kasich hanging around? Look, he's the moderate amidst that group, right? So one of two things at this point is going to happen. Either Donald Trump is the nominee because he gets the 1,237 delegates he needs, or nobody gets the 1,237 delegates. And if that's the case, they go to a convention in Cleveland, they have their first ballot. If Trump doesn't get it, then everybody is released. And that's when John Kasich ultimately hopes to make his move, because at that point, he has as much chance as anybody else, and maybe more so as the moderate in the group.
Can you imagine the blowback from Trump and his followers if, in fact, they were denied by a bunch of, establishment Republicans, country club guys?
you know, let me take it broader than that. If you think about it, for better or for worse, because Trump supporters love him, but, you know, the establishment looks and says, we've got to do something about it. And they're just, you know, they don't know what to do to handle this. However, raise the question. You know what? If Republicans in the country have chosen Donald Trump, who is the establishment to step in and say, you know what, you don't get to have him. Thanks for the suggestion, but we need to make something else happen here, right? I mean, if the people are speaking, shouldn't the party deal with it? I would say that for both sides.
Have you ever seen anybody in the history of American presidential politics that has the skill set of Donald Trump, the apparent Teflon, and deep pockets?
The answer is that, you know, historically, let's go in recent history, I think the best way to answer that, John, is the last one who has sort of taken the party in a direction it doesn't want to go, Barry Goldwater, 1964. Ever since then, most of the nominees, if not all, if you can include Reagan in there, are sort of the moderates of the group, folks at least who everybody can buy into and everybody seems to be able to accept. Goldwater was the last time you had somebody so extreme, and of course, many people will remember the results of that, which was a blowaway by Johnson. The question is, will that happen this time around? I don't know. There's something different going on in the country this time around. So if somebody were to say, people say if it's Trump, that's it. You got President Hillary Clinton. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Vegas so fast.
I tell my Democratic friends, don't be so sure that you can wipe the floor with Donald Trump. He's got a unique skill set and a lot of support.
A lot of the right kind of support because people are so angry about what's going on, basically speaking, in our country. Here are hosts Dan O'Donnell and Vicki McKenna talking about Mitt Romney's speech.
This Mitt Romney speech is quite possibly the most blistering, substantive, incredible critique I have ever heard, not just of Donald Trump, but of anyone in major public office. The first thing I was thinking about while watching this, Vicki, was where was this Mitt Romney in 2012? And then I remembered, oh, wait, he was there the entire time. The media just didn't cover when he made these blistering, substantive critiques of President Obama. But he laid into Trump, of course, on his utter, complete and utter lack of substance on any major policy, and said that the only things that we know about Trump's policies should be very fearful, that his protectionism and his hypocritical nationalism when it comes to trade will in fact raise consumer prices, raise taxes on average Americans, and that he is simply unfit to be anywhere near the nuclear codes because of his temperament. Trump was already out on Twitter calling Romney a loser. He was on the Fox Morning Show, I believe it's called Trump and Friends. He did an interview over the phone where he said Romney's a two-time loser, he can't be taken seriously. And that essentially just proves Romney right.
What's your sense of how this is going to be taken?
Well, what happens is I think that people like you and me and all of us who are listening to us right now, we sort of exist in this bubble where we think that substantive conservative policy and electing the best candidate, whether it be Rubio or Cruz or Bobby Jindal or Scott Walker or any number of the guys who are true limited government conservatives, that would have more resonance than the low information voter. And yes, they do exist on our side. I think we've deluded ourselves into believing that conservatives, or at least people who caucus with conservatives, so to speak, wouldn't be fooled by a reality TV show huckster with a cult of celebrity. His support is much closer to the sort of zombie Obama, yes, we can variety than any real nuanced thought.
Well, there's a guy who obviously doesn't get what the public is thinking. I say he was a political hack. The top 10 talk topics are listed at DougStephan.com, as they are every weekend. If you want to tell us which one is most important to you, we'd appreciate it, whether it's the aftermath of the election or the primaries on Tuesday, Aaron Andrews, immigration policy, the Scalia replacements, Zika, the situation with Apple, the Oscars, all that good stuff, Scott Kelly. Very important things happened this past week, and we're happy to be here to be able to talk about them and tell you about them on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.